Welcome everybody. Share number 1383. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Delif Ben Rabban Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and the Four Shalem Riful Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to a malacha machatech, measured cutting. So there's an interesting concept in Shabbos in general that comes up. For example, there are certain halachas like machatech that does not apply to a food. Right? I could cut my steak as big as I want, as small as I want. I'm not talking about toichin. Let's say steak, which is not gedule karka. It's not from the ground anyways. So I'm allowed to cut it, even small little pieces. When it comes to vegetables, hamachatech yarek, dakdak, we've spoken about in the past, that there's a problem as far as cutting vegetables, to very small pieces. So that's a different problem. But as far as, let's say, something that didn't grow from the ground, for example, so I could cut it very small, or even regular vegetables, I could cut big or cut a little bit smaller. I just can't dice it. It has to be a little bit bigger. Okay, but be it as it may, bottom line is we spoke about the malacha machatech, measured cutting, does not apply to foods in general. But we do want to keep in mind the Sefer Shem of Zohar brings down, if somebody uses this food not for food purposes, let's say I have a hole in my barrel and I want to stuff up the barrel, so I'll use I'll use a carrot, for example, or whatever it is. I'm going to use a food, let's say a carrot, and I'm going to cut the carrot. We'll read the example inside. I'll cut the carrot down to size, assuming before it was cooked, right? A hard carrot. There's cooked carrot, soft carrot. It's not going to help you in any way, really. But let's say a hard carrot. It's pretty hard, and I'll use it to stuff up the hole in my barrel. Am I allowed to do that? You'll say, but I don't know, I need 2 inches. I need an exact size. Fine, I know I need an exact size. So you'll tell me what it's food. What's the problem? I'm allowed to cut food. There's no machatech by food. Oh, but that's only in general. We're going to see that there's the various different malachas in general. Various different malachas in general that don't apply to food, but when the food is not being used as food, then they would apply. So this is an interesting case. I'll take the hard piece of carrot. I cut it down to size. For example, I cut it 2 inches, and now I stuff up my barrel, right? Stuff up the hole. Oh, so that's taka problem. So he brings down, the Sefer Zachar V'Shama brings down on page 20 from Chai Adam, just to read from Chai Adam and the bottom. We have a lefes. A lefes is like a turnip. It's a type of vegetable. So he brings like this. Let's say food. Good. I could cut food. No problem. I could eat the food. Fine. Aval im misakin. He brings from the Chai Adam in Hilcha Shabbos Klal Lamed Vav Halacha Gimel. Very important Chai Adam to keep in mind. Aval im misakin kli. If somebody fixes a utensil, I'll fix my barrel. B'davar oichel, with something that's edible. Right? It's food. What's the problem? I could do what I have to do with food. But I'm using it to fix I'm not eating it in this case. I'm using it to fix my barrel or fixing anything. I'm just giving an example. So what does he say? What's the example the Chayyad brings down? There's a hole in the utensil. I have a washing cup, right? I have a washing cup and I want to go wash for bread, but there's a hole. So I'll cut a piece of carrot. I need a 2-inch piece of carrot. I need a 2-inch lefes. He brings down, for example, a turnip, right? A little 2-inch piece, and I cut it exactly size and I stick it in the hole. So he says, "Kigoin sheyesh nekev bekliv, and noytol chatichas lefes." And I take a piece of turnip, v'choytchay lefimidas hanekev, and I cut it to the exact size of the hole. So like this, it'll fit into the hole, and I'll stuff up the hole. So what am I doing wrong? We know that there's no measured cutting. There's no machatech ba food. So I'm cutting. I'm stuffing up the hole in my washing cup. I'm taking a turnip. That's what I have available. What's the problem? No. So he says that you can't do. V'noytol chatichas lefes. I take this piece of turnip. And I cut it the exact size for the washing cup. Excuse me, the exact size for the washing cup. Shayach bezeh mechatech. So the Chai Adam tells us over here we'll have mechatech. The gam tikkun kli. You'll also have tikkun kli. You're also going to have the malacha of tikkun kli, of fixing a utensil on Shabbos. You'll say again, I'm using food. What's the problem? No, when you use food for not a food's item, like not for eating, and that goes for animals also. I mean, obviously, either a person or animals eating, but I'm using it to fix something, to stuff up a hole in my cup, or whatever. So then that's already now it goes back to the malacha, and it becomes the malacha. So, for example, in the case of machatech, we know there's no measured cutting by food, but since I'm using it to for a different purpose, and not for a food purpose, So therefore, it becomes back the malacha machatech would apply even though it's food, and even the malacha of tekin kli, which is falls under boina, makab patish, and so on, would also apply, right? Because in fact, again, even though you'll say it doesn't apply by food, there's no makab patish by food. I mean, there's a bir halach who talks about it, but there's no tekin kli by food and so on. But when it comes to when something that you're taking this piece of food, this turnip, and I'm using it for something that's not food, then it becomes again back to the malacha would not apply, and tikkun kli and machatech would be a problem over here. Okay, so we'll just end off with just reading from the Sefer Zecha v'Shamay. We just went through the Chayyadim, so we have the concept. The Chayyadim taught us the halacha, and he brings also from the Minchas Chinuch and the Shalosh Shuvos Ma'achzelio. Okay, but so let's just read inside. It says, although foods, again, it's on page 20, letter E. Although foods are exempt from machatech min haTorah, as has been previously explained, like we spoke about, this does not apply to a food substance that is being cut to make a temporary repair on a vessel. Since this is a cutting, this cutting serves as a significant function. For example, it's not serving to as a ma'aser achila, like somebody's eating. For example, to cut a piece of a carrot, somebody cuts a hard piece of carrot, right? Not cooked carrot, a regular hard carrot, in the size order to block up a hole in a barrel, right? That would be the iser of machatech. Again, assuming that you need the exact size. Although food substance is being used for this purpose, but still, since it's not being used for what it's made for, which is to eat, so therefore, we say the malacha machatech would apply. This is similar to the halacha of makab patish, completing an item, like we saw at the bottom from the chayyadim, that does not apply to food, unless the food item, tikkun mana, does not apply to food, right? Completing an item in general and fixing an item doesn't apply to food, unless it does not apply to food, unless the food item is being used to fix a vessel, like we saw from the chayyadim. Similarly, although food are exempt from machatech, one may not smooth a food item to effect a repair in a vessel, to smoothen out to stick it in a hole or something, you'll be running into the malacha mamachik, which is shmearing, which is mamachik, smoothening out. You'll say, well, mamachik in general, shmearing and smoothening out an item doesn't apply to foods, but over here again, since you're using it for a different purpose than food, is to fix an item, fix a vessel, so again you would have a machik. So we see over here the same thing. I just want to add would apply to, let's say, somebody has fats, you know, fat, regular fats that a person eats, but if I use it, I'm not using the fat seed, I'm using it specifically for my lips, right, so I could oil my lips. I'm not eating it at all, I'm just using it as a medication type thing. So then you go in back to the malacha of mamachek, shmearing. So these are various different examples whereby we see that although the food items don't apply to these malachas of mamachek, shmearing, smoothening out, machatech, cutting something down to size, tikkun mana, right, fixing, but when you're using it not for a food item, then these malachas would apply, although be it food. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.